Washington, D.C., gun control rally draws approximately 200 people. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 14, 2022. Approximately 200 people rallied in Washington, D.C., Wednesday to demand more gun laws in response to Highland Park, Illinois, and Uvalde, Texas, attacks. The Highland Park attack occurred during a parade on July 4, 2022. And the Uvalde attack occurred at Robb Elementary School on May 24, 2022. USA Today reports that Kimberly Rubio attended the rally. Rubio's daughter was killed in the Uvalde attack, and Rubio suggested an assault weapons ban would have prevented the attack on the school. As Rubio addressed rally attendees, she said, "If there is one question that should be on the forefront of law enforcement minds, what if the gunman never had access to an assault weapon?" Highland Park has had an assault weapons ban since 2013, but that ban did not prevent the July 4, 2022, attack. The rally was designated the March 4th rally. Another rally speaker, 32-year-old Ashley O'Brien, said, "Ban assault rifles now. Pass universal background checks. It won't solve everything. But it is a big first step that has to happen. And it has to happen before more people need to experience the trauma of a mass shooting." O'Brien did not mention that the Highland Park and Uvalde attackers both passed background checks in the process of acquiring their guns. Therefore, universal background checks would not have done anything to prevent the attacks. Many of the rally attendees carried signs that read, "Gun control, not thoughts and prayers." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Down Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange.